Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's second date update on the Wake Up Call. Josh is on with us this morning. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
So Josh and Meg met on Bumble, and according to Josh, hit it off right away. They decided to meet for drinks and planned to go to dinner afterward. Josh was saying that they were having a blast. Meg was giving him all the signs that she was into him. And then Josh, when you tried to kiss her at the end of the night, what happened?
Well, it was super awkward. And she, like, kind of dodged my kiss and then said that she doesn't kiss on the first date. But it was weird because I thought that she was kind of giving me the signal, you know, and I thought,
well, maybe she just doesn't kiss on the first date. Rain doesn't kiss on the first date.
I don't kiss on the first date.
So,
whoa, what a lady.
No, even if you knew that.
Like, yeah, even if he's, like, super into somebody.
Yeah, I guess that's definitely a possibility.
All right, well, this is interesting.
I mean, do we think it's because of the kiss? I don't know that leaning
in. What if she's a lady like Rain?
Right, but then why is she not wanting to? Well, let's just talk to her.
Hi, Meg, are you there?
Hey, yeah.
Hi, Meg. Thanks for holding. This is Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. I don't know if our producers briefed you or not, but you're on a segment that we call Second Date Update. This is a segment that we do. You've gone out with someone, and they haven't heard from you since the date, and so they've come to us to see if they can find out why. What can you tell us about your date with Josh?
He's kind of a douche, if I'm going to be playing about it. But,
okay. All right.
Yeah. He seemed like a nice guy at first. I mean, what came down to is he just bragged about himself the entire time and thought he was so cool. And I kind of, at first, like, we went to drinks and then we went to dinner. And at first, when we were at drinks, I just thought maybe he was nervous and he was, like, had, like, word vomit and was just kept talking and, you know, like, trying to fill the air or whatever, and it didn't stop at dinner time. And then, yeah, I mean, and there was another thing. He wore sunglasses the entire time. It was dark outside, and we were inside.
Oh, so what?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Joshua!
Yeah.
Get this super cool dude back on the phone.
God, you're a cool dude. We didn't know.
Okay, Josh, we have to ask you a couple of questions here. Now, first of all, I was about to defend the guy when she said maybe he was nervous and talking about himself. I have been on plenty of dates where it was a one-sided conversation.
Sure.
I had cast many questions. I had thrown that net out there to try and have engagement, and I felt like I was talking the entire time. Now,
right.
I did that as a saving point of trying to
salvage
the conversation.
But are you talking about yourself the entire time?
Well, sometimes, because what else do I have to talk about?
Them. Ask them questions.
That's what I did.
I think he's saying that the other person just wasn't giving him anything.
Well,
but
if that happens, you just pull the cord on the date and get out of there.
And so that's what I thought this was going to be when she started saying that. But kind of lost me on the sunglasses part. Josh, is there a reason why, and I'm just going to come out and ask, why would you wear sunglasses inside, period, hard stop?
It's my thing. I don't know.
That's what? Your thing.
Your thing is wearing sunglasses inside on a date?
Yeah.
What? Okay, Josh, people have got to give you crap about this, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this can't be the first time somebody's been like, what the hell are you doing?
No, I'm sure they do, but, you know, it's kind of not really, you know, I don't really pay attention to a lot of the haters out there, you know what I mean?
Right. So, like,
can't see it. That's why you wear the shades.
Right.
Wow.
Oh.
All right, so Meg, let's play devil's advocate here. If Josh, for once, decided to remove his sunglasses inside.
If he stopped doing his thing.
Right. Would that prompt you to go out with him again?
I still gotta say no. I mean, I can't be around someone who just, like, just brags and brags. It's exhausting. Like, he was bragging about how he bought a second Tesla and
no,
all this stuff about everything. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, Josh. Believe it or not, there are going to be plenty of girls that are going to be interested in you. So don't you worry about a thing.
Josh, why did you need to buy a second Tesla?
One for each foot.
Right.
Who was I thinking?
I love Tesla.
Of course you do. Yeah. Listen, Josh,
right? So
listen.
No
doubt. You are a super cool guy, and we are lucky to know you. And Meg is lucky to have been on a date with you. In fact, Meg, please right now thank him for attempting to kiss you because you're lucky.
This kind of magic is never going to happen again.
Never again.
Yeah, Josh, I mean, wow, you really blew me away there. Thanks.
It's pronounced thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.